Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Marine Corps pilot safely ejected from a fighter jet over North Charleston, South Carolina yesterday around 2 p.m. The pilot is in stable condition. However, the plane, an F-35 Lightning II jet, is missing. The plane's location and trajectory has led search to be focused on Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, both north of Charleston. Law enforcement has joined the search for the missing aircraft, and military officials appealed in online posts yesterday asking for any help from the public in locating the aircraft. Why the pilot ejected is still unknown. Today marks the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. In what is considered the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades, the strike against the three automakers has so far involved nearly 13,000 of the UAW's roughly 150,000 members. While negotiations have been progressing, they still haven't reached the UAW's demands, which is a 40% wage hike over the next 4 years, restoration of defined benefit pensions, stronger job security, and a shorter work week. Tropical Storm Nigel has become the latest named storm in the Atlantic Ocean, forming hours after Hurricane Lee made landfall in Canada on Saturday. Nigel has continued to strengthen throughout yesterday and is expected to become a hurricane overnight heading into this morning. The National Hurricane Center has said they expect the storm to become a major hurricane tomorrow. Last night, Nigel was in the open Atlantic about 990 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Today is officially National Cheeseburger Day, an American food icon. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A close relative of the Carters say the former president is nearing the end of his life.
There's a health update about a former U.S. president, Jason Carter, the grandson of Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalynn, says the two are at home on hospice nearing the end of their lives. Jason Carter telling USA Today, they're coming to the end as we know. The former president turning 99 years old in just a few weeks on October 1st, the former first lady turning 96 last month. The two have been married 77 years and are the longest married presidential couple in history. I'm Laura Winters.
President Biden will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House.
The Thursday meeting comes as the administration is pushing Congress for additional funding for the nation's fight against Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the meeting comes at a critical time. Zelensky is also expected to hold meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. I'm Dave Collins.
Negotiations between House Republicans have resulted in a deal on a bill to keep the government shutdown on hold for another month. The deal may be DOA in the Senate, but House Republicans are aiming to make their case in eventual talks with the upper chamber. The so-called continuing resolution would keep the government funded for 30 days with a 1% across-the-board cut in federal spending. That would take place for every federal agency except the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with you. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, you know, it's been an interesting week last week for the president. It started off, first of all, he wakes up and realizes that, you know, people are not loving him as much anymore. And one of his favorite columnists says that he's not ready, you know, to he should not be ready and should not consider running again in 2024. And it went downhill from there. I mean, you know, 9/11, he is the first president in 22 years not to show up at Ground Zero. Of course, probably in another year or two, he'll talk about how he was there. So get ready for that story because, you know, stories abound with this president. You know that. And so that's, you know, just the sad commentary of it all. And, of course, the rest of the week went, you know, downhill from there. More exposures on, his presidency. And you know, it's just been what's happening, you know, with him, sadly. But a rough week, to say the least, that, you know, continues to move on. We're on standby right now for John O'Connor. And with John, we're going to be talking about, of course, Hunter Biden. And, of course, the latest, I don't know if you saw this or not. This is interesting. Hunter Biden is suing the government. He accuses his father's government of plotting to embarrass him. So he's filing a lawsuit. And it calls out IRS whistleblowers Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler. Okay, you know, forget about the facts of the case. It's just all about embarrassing him. So I guess that's a good defense is an aggressive offense. And of course, we'll see how much coverage the mainstream media gives him. So far, they've given him this much. His attorneys filed a lawsuit against the IRS on Monday, alleging that agents have targeted and sought to embarrass the president's son. This, according to Fox News. Biden's Monday morning filing cites two major examples. Of course, Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, two whistleblowers who claim the IRS mishandled aspects of its investigation into Biden. His lawsuit seeks for the court to declare that the IRS willfully, knowingly, and or by gross negligence, unlawfully disclosed Mr. Biden's confidential tax information. In addition, Biden is demanding $1,000 in damages for each and every unauthorized disclosure of his tax returns, including disclosure that happened after the fact. Biden, of course, as the son of the president, has all the same responsibilities as any American citizen, and the IRS can and should make certain that he abides by those responsibilities, the lawsuit said. Similarly, Mr. Biden has no fewer or lesser rights than any other American citizen, and no government agency or government agent has free reign to violate the rights simply because of who he is. So when everything was all going hunky and dory, not a problem, especially with this situation, you know, with this plea deal that they had. And we're going to see how that plays out. You know, is there some sort of side hustle or some kind of, you know, magic sleight of hand that allows Hunter Biden, you know, room to where he doesn't see any jail time somehow, you know? And I don't blame his attorneys. His attorneys are saying, hey, look, we had a deal. It was signed, and that's, you know, going to be an argument that will have to be carried out in court because, you know, the process is the judge still has to prove it. But, you know, that's their story. They're sticking to it, and you can't blame them because if they were to relent in any way and take that off the table, then it lessens the leverage, any kind of leverage that Hunter Biden may have from staying out of jail. Of course, the other thing that everybody has questioned over the weekend was, well, would Joe pardon him? You know, I think as much as he cares for his son, as we all know, and how he's protected him over the years with his addiction and all the other problems that he's had, I think Joe Biden would, you know, throw himself on a landmine for his son. And but we'll see. We'll see if that landmine includes his presidency, if one, you know, one run at the Oval Office is enough and he will ride off into the sunset. Will this be that triggering moment, that catalyst that ushers the president into the sunset and on his way out the door pardons his son? I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy scenarios that could come out of this place, out of this whole thing, because as if that's not enough. You know, Joe Biden might want to keep the pardon pen in his hand because now as we continue to move in this indictment, in this impeachment inquiry, you know, what else is going to come out and what else is going to be revealed? Because up to now, as we all know, you know, Republicans have been stifled. The Democrats are doing everything they can, the Justice Department included, you know, the independent Justice Department, right? Oh, Lord. You know, they've definitely circled the wagons and doing everything they can. And you get that. I mean, look at the teams are set up. It's us against them. Sadly, that's the way it sits. And, you know, this is what politics has done to our nation. It has made us the un-United States of America. And you consider this on the, you know, the day after Constitution Day. I hope you read the Constitution yesterday, did yourself a favor and blessed yourself by reading the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the founding documents. I insist they are our birth certificates as citizens of America. And I know for those of you that did take the time, not a whole lot of time. I mean, you can probably do it, everything, you know, maybe five, if you really, you know, slowly and shared it around the table, maybe 10 minutes, you know, to read it all. But you come away after reading it, because the thing that I love about the Constitution, it's legible and it's understandable, as opposed to the legislation that we get thrown at us these days. It's no wonder the congressmen and senators don't want to take the time to read the gobbledygook that they present, because it is. I mean, it's almost like you need an R2-D2 alongside to help you understand what the heck they're saying, because you need an interpreter or a C-3PO, something, you know, to interpret the language, because it's so mired and so turned on its head. You know, I guess the spirit of what our founding fathers had said originally, that all legislation should be easily understood and simply presented, that's out the door. They purposely make it confusing and leave some latitude there for, as we're realizing, for these bureaucrats who are charged with enforcing. And so guess what they get to do? You know, they get to add regulations to everything. They get to, you know, make it more complicated and more painful for us, we the people. This is what we're forced to live with. It's a disaster, I agree. Well, it's good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. Craig Huey going to be coming up a little bit later on, too. And, of course, we'll also talk more about, you know, what's going on with, you know, climate change. You've got the governor, look at the governor of California, He now, it's almost like the tobacco industry, right? He's now going after the fossil fuel industry, blaming them for all the damage that's been done in California. Of course, you have to suspend reality and forget about all the mismanagement that California has done over the years. And I'm talking about how they've mismanaged, the forest and, the foliage and all that. It's, this is what the left does. It's hard for them to take responsibility and to even say they're sorry. We've got more coming up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Pakistan is home to almost 240 million people. Studies indicate that only 1.6% of them claim to be Christian. That means there are over 236 million people in Pakistan who need to be given the chance to hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Savior. This is why the Tide Ministry is determined to declare the truth about Jesus in the languages spoken by various people groups in Pakistan. Believers in Pakistan and the surrounding region are grossly outnumbered and face extreme persecution. And it's up to us to find ways to support and encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ as they endure discrimination and persevere in the face of blatant attacks. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. As I was mentioning last week, not very good for Mr. Joe Biden, the President of the United States of America. As I said, Sunday, okay, a week plus one day, David Ignatius, in his column in the Washington Post, President Biden should not run again in 2024. Mr. Ignatius, of course, one of the president's favorite journalists, as I mentioned, one of the few he has consistently read throughout his 5 decades as senator, vice president, and nation's chief executive. Mr. Ignatius, who is tightly sourced in the intelligence community and is a leading influencer of Democratic progressive thought, cited a survey that found 69%, wow, of Democrats think President Biden, 80, is too old to be president for a second term. Now, you know, we get into that discussion about when is it too old? Well, I think Joe Biden is a clear demonstration of when it's too old. It's not so much about age. It's just how, you know, how you're moving. I mean, clearly, if you look at Joe Biden, just even from 2 years ago, let's say 3 years ago, even before the campaign, versus now, I mean, it is a night and day difference. And the thing is to consider, as we've mentioned before, but, you know, it, for the Democrats, it's all about power. It doesn't matter, you know, if it involves any kind of elder abuse, you know, which you could argue, you know, could offer some consideration here. But look, they got their guy in the Oval Office. They're not going to let go of him, especially when, you know, Kamala Harris, who, wow, the least liked vice president. I don't know. Did you ever see that? Did you see the footage at 9/11 that she was there? I mean, here, a somber moment. And these Democrats, you think they're just going to a regular cocktail party. I mean, they're, you know, she's cackling, laughing, even the mayor of New York. I mean, their attitude, they're just absolutely clueless about the hallowed ground that they're walking into. But this is, you know, this is what elites do. I mean, they're really not connected to the moment, the importance of the moment, because as far as they're concerned, the importance of the moment is their presence, the fact that they are there present. Of course, Joe Biden was not there present. He was in Alaska, which he got, you know, a lot of heat about. But, yeah, you know, again, it's just like water off a duck's back. They could care less. They come up with some silly excuse, you know, that, you know, was schedule problem, you know, or one, or he maybe lost his homework or the directions to, you know, whatever. It's just absolutely silly. Of course, then on Tuesday, we get the announcement. All right, so Monday is 9/11, not a good day. Tuesday, he gets noticed, he wakes up, that that the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, announced that the chairman of three committees have been investigating allegations of influence peddling by President Biden and his son, Hunter, and they will, in fact, proceed to a formal impeachment inquiry. The move is expected to make it much more difficult for the Biden administration to withhold documents and witness sought for months by the three chairmen. By the way, this report comes to us from Epoch Times, and Mark Tapscott, the senior congressional correspondent, who did a great job in recounting the countdown and the week for the president. On Wednesday, President Biden was preparing to address a reelection campaign rally in Maryland. The next day, well, the latest consumer price index report showed inflation increased in August to an annual rate of 3.7%, up from 3.2% in July. And keep in mind, the way the government works, and this is the way, again, the Democrats are able to get away with, they did this consistently with, with Barack Obama. They work out their fuzzy math, and what they do is they extract two key areas that would demonstrate and really exacerbate this annual rate. So even at 3.7, we know that this is really an estimate. Because when you take out the cost of gas out of this number, well, then it influences it. It shows it a lot lower. The people's pain, though, is real. They don't get to make that political adjustment on the pain that they're experiencing every day when they go to the grocery store and go and, you know, gas up their cars, right? You know, and as I keep sharing with you, again, you know, this is not, you know, for the everyday consumer, for the everyday labor of America, this isn't your fault. Okay, you didn't do this. It wasn't like you decided to go out and spend a bunch of money, you know, and get drunk every night and, you know, beat your family. I mean, this was done to you by this government, by the president of the United States, who has no clue. Okay, again, Barack Obama was right about this. Elections have consequences. And when you elect the wrong guy, which I'm sure now there's, it's so obvious that he was the wrong guy to be elected. I still am hard pressed to find, you know, there's 82 million people that voted for him. And you, did you vote? No, what, me? No, I didn't vote for him. It's like, well, who in the heck? Where are these 82 million people? Are they like flying around in these UFOs all over the place or something? What's going on here? But some 82 million people voted for him. But they're all now saying, not I, not me, it wasn't me, it wasn't my fault, I didn't do that. You know, I didn't vote, I didn't vote at all, I was so upset, or whatever excuse you want to use. Anyway, he's the president. By hook or by crook. And he single-handedly has caused all this pain on the American, and there's no sense of sympathy or empathy or even, you know, joint commiseration. And connection with the pain that he's causing everyday Americans, where you got, you know, credit card debt now over $1 trillion, people living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. Again, you didn't do this. You didn't do this. Joe Biden, Bidenomics, this government, this progressive government that wanted to lead you down the yellow brick road, which they knew, they had to know going into it because they'd already spent trillions of dollars on this, you know, this green delusion. Oh, we got to go green. Look at I say that. Look at, I understand some of you have a passion for energy conservation, but it's not now. Okay, like everything, there is a time and season. We've spent over five trillion dollars. There's enough evidence to tell you right now that it's not ready for prime time. Okay, it's not ready for any time. Not with what we're doing. And then all the other stuff, I mean, here you are on one hand, you want to be conservatives and protect the environment, then you're killing whales left and right. It's unbelievable. And birds. Oh, you know, got to have wind power. Well, you know, it's not sustainable. We've already experienced the problems in Texas and in other states that said, hey, we're going to do this. Other countries, you know, have tried it. Oh, bad idea. And they were smart enough to get off it. Not us, you know, because when you got people in power, you know, they're not about to admit that they made a mistake or that we should, you know, reconsider. Oh, no, no, no. We just got to keep. It's the same old thing. We just haven't had enough time, not enough money. You know, if we had more time and more money, we'll prove it. Well, you're right. Look at how many years. I mean, for decades, you've been on this windmill chasing delusion at the expense of we the people. Almost $33 trillion in debt. And you continue to do this. This is irresponsible. Okay, on Thursday of last week, Special Counsel David Weiss announced 3 felony gun charges against Hunter Biden. The week just goes on. Tough week for Joe Biden. And this is weeks after a plea agreement with the Justice Department fell apart. On Friday, again, the members of the United Auto Workers walked out of selected automotive assembly plants, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, formerly Chrysler, marking the first time the storied union struck each of the big three at the same time. Now, look at what the union is demanding. A 46% pay raise. 46% pay raise. Oh, and a shorter work week. And other new benefits. They probably want to have casual Fridays every day. You know, just like Chuck Schumer is going to do for the House. He finally said, okay, well, you know, Fetterman cups, he keeps coming in and, you know, shorts and a hoodie. It's amazing to me. So the decorum and the dress code of the well of the Senate, for all intent purposes, gone. So then, you know, Schumer finally had to just say, okay, with a smile on his face, ah, we're just going to be cool about it, you know, whatever you want to wear. I mean, they just have no clue. They have no clue that, what they're doing in terms of throwing everything out the door, you know, and all the things that we learned about, you know, that what we've learned in the past is what, you know, what a suit and tie will mean for somebody and how they will conduct themselves. But no, everything, if you do that, that's white supremacy. And it's, you know, it's bringing up some of these old axioms that are so, you know, they're so offensive, right?
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. A Marine Corps pilot safely ejected from a fighter jet over North Charleston, South Carolina yesterday around 2 p.m. The pilot is in stable condition. However, the plane, an F-35 Lightning II jet, is missing. The plane's location and trajectory has led search to be focused on Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, both north of Charleston. Law enforcement has joined the search for the missing aircraft, and military officials appealed in online posts yesterday asking for any help from the public in locating the aircraft. Why the pilot ejected is still unknown. Today marks the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. In what is considered the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades, the strike against the three automakers has so far involved nearly 13,000 of the UAW's roughly 150,000 members. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Well, Rasmussen is saying that President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 47%. That still remains a mystery, these numbers. I don't know how they come up with it. And Rasmussen is fairly reliable. So it is what it is. Voters, by the way, are almost evenly divided over the criminal prosecution of former President Donald Trump. That's interesting. Democrats are satisfied with long prison sentences for supporters of former President Donald Trump who rioted at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, but other voters not so much. It's interesting, the hard-line attitude of Democrats. I wonder if they'll feel that way when it's time maybe for some of their people. But, of course, they were able to offer cover to BLM and Antifa, right? Voters now increasingly supporting supporting term limits, I should say, for members of Congress. But don't expect, you know, such a measure to be enacted, to say the least. Craig Huey joins us now. Craig, hey, how are you, buddy?
Very good, Dale. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. You know, hip is recovering. I'm almost leaping good. Tall buildings with a single bound. So things are looking up.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So, what do you make of this polling, Craig? I still can't get to that point that for as much pain that America is suffering, that has been leveled upon them by, the poster child. This is Bidenomics. This is Joe Biden doing this to the American people. And I said to the people this morning, Craig, this isn't their fault. They didn't do this. Is one like they went out on some spending spree and maxed out their credit cards. I mean, they're trying to survive. I mean, they're using their credit cards. They're maxing out their credit cards, you know, for necessities. not for, you know, extravagances or anything of any sort.
Yeah, Bill, you know, we take a look at the economy, and it's painful to people who are retired. It's painful to those who are on fixed income. It's painful to those who are working, and they have to use their credit cards to live. They cut their vitamin C's and two. They find themselves in a situation where they're taking two jobs. They've got all kinds of people coming into their house to be able to help support them. Mm. You know, it's very hard out there, and it's very difficult. And yes, one of the key campaign issues that Biden is using for this election shocks Republicans. Mm-hmm. Just conservatives and Christians shake their head and are puzzled because he's promoting Bidenomics. Mm-hmm. You know, Bidenomics has been a failure. We're in a historic time of inflation, and we are also in an economy that's barely growing. It's already had a recession with two consecutive quarters of a negative growth, and we have a situation which I call, and economists call, stagflation.
Yes.
We're living in stagflation, and it's not getting any better, and yet the messaging from Biden is a denial of reality. It's a double speak or Orwellian a type of presentation that denies reality.
Right.
And well, so we're seeing this going on right now.
But Craig, when you're figuring inflation, I mean, you know the number's faux anyway. You say 3.7% up from 3.2%, but they're not even counting the cost of gasoline in that. Right?
Oh,
I mean, one of the biggest contributors to inflation.
When I speak at different conferences, I can tell you, when I ask people, how much has the prices risen? Everybody raises their hands, not 2%, not 3%, not 10%, not even 12%. They raise their hands. They've experienced inflation of 15 to 25%, and they're right.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the so-called official numbers. You know, people know it when they go to the store. They know it when they see shrinkflation, when the packages are smaller. They know it when the prices keep rising and the politicians keep saying it's going down. What's going down is the rate of inflation may not be as high. But in this last figures that came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation has started picking up even again, accelerating since Biden took office. And inflation only started when Biden took office and the overspending began. And the outrageous trillions of dollars of debt that we have is because of the overspending that's going on by the politicians in Washington, D.C. And we've had an official, these are the official rates, 18% since March. When Biden took over, 18% increase in prices. But people will tell you it's even higher than that.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And here's the other thing about this. It's fantasy economics. It's delusional. It's the mindset that Biden and the radical left, we're talking about pro-socialists who want to enlarge the power of government, decrease the rights of the individual and the ability of the individual to make decisions, increase the power of government, transform our culture and politics. So they use issues like climate crisis. They use issues that have sparked these massive spending bills. And, Bill, we're seeing the results of that every day we go to the store. And to turn this around, the official government watchdog has come out and said we are doubling the deficit, not just increasing it to $2 trillion in this upcoming year.
Exactly.
In 1 year. Mm-hmm. 1 year. And this is a dangerous thing to every listener, their families. It's a dangerous to America. And yet, what the Biden campaign is doing, what the super PACs and the radical left is doing, is a messaging that Bidenomics has saved America from the destructive policies of Trump lowered
those radical MAGA folks, you know, the deplorables. They're a euphemism for the deplorables. That's what that is. Yeah.
You're 100% right, because they have tested focus groups of the of their audiences. And remember, this is not politics of our fathers. It's not politics that we remember. Today's politics has nothing to do with who's the best candidate, who's the most articulate candidate, who has the best policy. None of that is of any interest to the Democrats today. They have transformed, this started with Obama, he transformed politics from being about policy to being about micro-targeting audiences and getting them out to vote better than the Republicans. And they've been so successful at doing that that they've wiped the Republicans out. They wiped them out in the last election when everybody says it's going to be a red wave. Mm-hmm. They wiped them out in the presidential election. They wiped them out in the election before that. And it's kind of like, wake up, conservatives.
Yeah.
You shake your head and say, the polls are showing that nobody likes Biden, that there's a small minority. It doesn't matter. They have targeted two groups to get out the vote better than the Republicans can. And those two groups, one are the Democrats that are the loyal Democrat activists, and they want to get volunteers, donors, and voters. And here's the second one, Bill, the persuadable. They, and that's the majority of the people in the swing states. If they can get the persuadables to follow them, they've won the upcoming election, even when Biden may have 30% popularity in the polls.
Well, and the other thing, too, is they know what swing states and what zip codes are most important.
Yes.
It's not every zip code. It's only a couple of dozen zip codes, all right? So what you do is you go in...
Seven states.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Right. So you go and you flood those areas, and then you make sure you ballot harvest like there's no tomorrow, and you get control, and you get to vote. You're voting for them on their behalf. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey continues with us. Craig is the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in all of America. And as we were saying before, look at the intensity has to be matched up, and the intensity of voter integrity, the pursuit of the vote. The Democrats have had their way. They've had a wide open field, as Craig and I were outlining to you earlier. And Republicans are starting to wake up. But we have got to match this intensity and be just as shrewd, if not more shrewd than them, right? Aren't we supposed to be gentle as a dove, but, you know, shrewd as a snake, as it says?
We have to be. And, again, we can't think of politics from the standpoint of what's the best policy and who's the best personality.
Right.
You know, who's the youngest? That doesn't matter.
Right.
If you can hire somebody who's you can vote for somebody who's hiding in the basement, hiding in the White House. We've seen that happen. We saw in Arizona governor's race, the Democrat never going out, never engaging. We saw it in Pennsylvania, senator who couldn't talk, couldn't walk, gets elected. What is this about? It's about getting out the vote. And in this upcoming election, you know, it has begun. Most people are thinking, well, it's next year. Well, no.
No. Yeah.
You know, here's the dirty little secret. Kind of behind the curtain, behind the scenes, look at what's going on. It is kind of your audience is about ready to become election insiders. What has happened is something that's never happened before in presidential elections. And that is the Biden campaign through their super PAC and the Democratic National Committee. They've been spending about $1 million every month for the last few months. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, starting right now, last week, they're spending $25 million, and they're spending it in just some key states that are basically the six key states that have been identified. These are Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Those states, the Republicans know that's going to win the election. Democrats know that's going to win the election. The $25 million is going to those states, and Bill, they've added one. because Trump barely won 1.3 points in 2020, North Carolina. They've added North Carolina to their list. And those, they're concentrating. And here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. They're spending $25 million, and most of that money is going to YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, very little to TV cable, very little to satellite.
So they're targeting the 30 and under group is what they're targeting.
Oh, they're targeting key groups more than that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're saying these are Hispanic voters. This is Gen Y. These are ones who have student loans. These are ones who are college students. These are the ones who are pro-abortion and angry. Mm-hmm. They're identifying their key ones, labor, whatever it might be. They've got some 24 different categories of micro-targeting those audiences because they know that if they did nothing to those audiences, probably 60% of them won't vote. But they know if they can motivate those people, they'll get 90% of those people out to vote. We've already seen it happen. This strategy took over the Colorado Springs. It's taken over city after city.
So these college towns, particularly, right? Because these kids are already softened. They've been indoctrinated clearly, and so that's easy pickings for them. So numbers wise, because I know that you studied the demography and you got the numbers. What does that do? Does that give them like a 15-20% leg up over the Republicans just going in, just walking in the door?
Exactly, because the Republicans will say, "Oh, we hope the Republicans will vote." In these states, more people are registered as independents, and you define the independents, they're not Republican, they're not Democrat, they're independent. Most of them are what the Democrats and Republicans can call them this too, but the Democrats call the persuadables. Mm-hmm. They know that those people could vote because they're angry at rising prices. But what they want to do is find the ones that are angry because they're going to die from climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they can get them on board, and that's their sole message to them, if they're on Facebook, they're on TikTok, they learn about climate change, they get them to sign up for the Biden campaign, they get a volunteer, they get a donor, and they get a voter, and they get them out to vote. The Republicans just throw out messages and, they may make sense, but the messaging doesn't matter because they're not targeting key audiences.
Well, these kids, when you start off with climate change, these kids have been so indoctrinated that they don't care. I mean, there was the big report here 2 weeks ago, 1,600 scientists, including two Nobel Prize winners, right, signed on this declaration, saying that it's a bunch of bunk. It's unscientific, but these kids, they don't, that stuff gets buried. There's no way, and, Facebook and Twitter are going to throttle it down whenever, we talk about, there's a couple of C things you can't talk about when you're on YouTube. I get in trouble when I talk about climate and COVID. They don't want to hear about the rationale and the new intelligence, certified intelligence now that's being reported on COVID or climate. And these kids, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. They're so convinced. So it becomes a, like you said, a point of contention. And then, of course, it's, let's deal with, as an added cherry on top, we'll bring in the abortion issue. It's my body, my right. Okay, I agree with you. It's your body, your right. And so don't ask me to pay for your body, your right. Right?
Right.
I mean, look at, that's between you.
Here's the big thing, Bill. Think about this. So you're identifying exactly why they're concentrating on these micro-targeted audiences to get them out to vote, and they win elections by doing that. What are the Republicans doing? Well, let's just take one micro-targeted group, and that would be somebody like me. Someone who believes that Jesus Christ is my personal savior, that he died on the cross for me. He rose from the dead. And you know what? As a Christian, I have to tell you, it breaks my heart to say that in this upcoming election for president and for many other offices, senators and Congress and local races, governors, things that are going to impact the new Supreme Court, so much more, Christians, people who call upon the name of Christ, we have about 30% in everybody's church who are not registered vote.
Right.
And in this upcoming election, we'll have maybe 50 to 60, maybe even 70% of the evangelical Christians not voting. And they're not being talked to about why they should vote. They're not being micro-targeted with messaging as to what is going on. And they're not being tied to getting out the vote. People phoning them, texting them, knocking on the doors, and getting them to the polls and getting their ballots mailed in. That's not happening. And same thing with gun owners, protecting our Second Amendment rights. And those who are worried about the loss of our First Amendment rights, the freedom of speech and being able to live according to our own conscience. You know, you go down policy after policy, issue after issue. We can micro-target if we did the marketing right better than they're doing. They're doing it better than us. And what's even more disturbing, again, is that the Republican establishment is laughing and the conservatives are mocking the messaging. The messaging, these new Biden video commercials, like for the Hispanic one, you know, it's so powerful. If I was a Hispanic and I'm watching this, I'm learning how Biden has empowered the Hispanic community and given them business opportunities and given them wage increases and help with their schooling. And it goes on and on. And all these Hispanic people that are being shown, they're happy and excited in the video. And Biden's right there with them. I go, wow. But he is the worst president for the Hispanic community. He has destroyed the economic opportunity. He's taking away their individual freedom, and he's destroying family values.
Yeah.
And he's just the opposite. It's false messaging he's giving, and there's nobody going back to the Hispanic community with a different message, a message of hope, a message of freedom, a message that this is America, the best country in the world, and we can't lose our freedom. We can't become a socialist nation like Venezuela.
Right. Well, a lot of these people know that, Craig, because that's where they came from. And that's what shocks them about this. But there has to be that counter narrative. And the thing is that the Republicans have to their advantage is reality, is that these Hispanic communities, they're the ones that have are paying the price with these illegal migrants coming in and compromising the educational services and employment opportunities in their community. So, you know, this is a no-brainer, but you've got to respond. You cannot let Joe Biden have his way and make up stories. This is nothing less than the screw tape letters, Craig, in my humble opinion. Craig Hillier, thank you, sir.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of